glad to be here with you on another Saturday. Jason Hafeman, your host of the show, where we talk about local businesses, local organizations, and events like we're talking about today. Really glad to be joined by Mason of Race Day Events as we welcome him in to learn about Race Day Events, some of the activities coming up here in the Madison area soon that you can participate in, and also kind of the history and learn why people decided to get together to do this in the first place. Mason, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
So Mason, give people an overview about what the organization is and what you're doing.
Yeah, so we here at Race Day Events, we're an endurance event company. We do everything from 5Ks to marathons to triathlons to helping out with the Ironman. We do equipment rentals, so be it, like everything event-wise we can kind of help you out with. So we kind of do a little bit of everything, and we're local right here in Fitchburg. And, you know, it's been a busy winter getting into the summer events, and you know, we're excited to hit the summer heavy.
I think you're gonna have an even bigger turnout this year, right? People are tired of this kind of long winter and some additional snow that comes in late. March is, you know, dragged on for a lot of folks. I bet a lot of them are ready to get out there and get active.
Yeah, you know, I think you can kind of see the numbers on a nice day go up in registrations wise as soon as the sun comes out, the weather gets a little bit nicer. And then, of course, we get some snow and the numbers go back down. But yeah, once the nicer weather hits, I think people are going to be roaring and ready to go.
So a variety of races that you guys participate in and kind of help organize and coordinate. Tell us a little bit about how that works, because a lot of people enjoy participating in 5Ks and longer, you know, things, even Ironman and other things like that, like you talked about. But somebody has to organize all that stuff for it to go well, right? So that is really what you guys do and focus on.
Yeah. So, I mean, we are a full event production company from start to finish. So when we roll out an event, normally it's about an 8 to 9 month process when we roll out these events in terms of planning. We work with the local municipalities, the police departments, submitting our permits pretty much from start to finish, all the graphic design on the posters and the banners at the start and finish line. That's all pretty much new. We try to spice every event up a little bit in terms of what it was last year and what it could be in the future. But yeah, these events take 8-9 months of planning prior to the event coming to fruition and until race day. So a lot goes into each of these events, and we have a big team working on them all. And, you know, we're always looking to make these events better. And, you know, it helps. And when the participants come and show up and we have a great event, all that feedback goes into the planning of the next year's event and the next year's event. So all of it is taken into an account. And, you know, like I said, it takes a lot of planning, a lot of permits, a lot of meetings, a lot of team get-togethers to kind of discuss what we're doing next year and for which event and so on and so forth. So yeah, a lot goes into it from start to finish.
You kind of want to make it fresh, right? Give them a little something new, make little tweaks here and there and use that feedback. I think that's a great way to do it, because you know you are going to have a lot of returning event participants, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, especially for our local Madison and Fitchburg events, we rely heavily on returning participants. And, you know, we always want to give them a little something new. The worst thing that can happen is a rollover event exactly the same as the previous year. You know, we want to add that excitement and keep people coming back. I mean, ultimately, it's for the participants. And I think the thing that we strive to do is to, you know, make their weekends awesome. And that's our slogan. We make weekends awesome. And we want to keep doing that for each and every event.
We're talking with Mason at Race Day Events. The website is racedayevents.com, racedayevents.com. Mason, you have some events coming up here pretty soon. Tell us about some of those that people can participate in.
Yeah, big one that we have coming up is the Cottontail Classic. It's on April 8th. It is a 5K and 10K, but it also includes the Easter Bunny will be there taking pictures. And
running as well, or hopping?
What?
Easter Bunny will be hopping, running.
Oh, yeah, hopping from picture to picture to picture.
Okay.
With all of our participants. And then we also will be having an Easter egg hunt post-race for kids 12 and under. So this is truly going to be a family event, a family affair. There'll be Easter candy at our aid stations along with your standard hydration. But it's definitely going to be a fun one to bring the family out to and, you know, kind of get into the Easter season and, you know, the Easter holiday. So that's a big one that's coming up again. That's on April 8th. And then we kind of kick off our busy race season with the Lake Monona 20K and 5K. on May 6th. So that's going to be a big one. We're already up to like 1,300 registrants,
Wow.
Which is pretty big and really exciting. But that's a fun one. It's been around for a long time. It's the 45th annual Lake Monona 20K and 5K. We just added a dog friendly wave presented by Django Pet, which is a big thing. We've never done that before. So the dog friendly wave is something we're pushing heavy, and we hope to see all the little pups and big pups come out and run with us. So those are two big ones that we have coming up. Another fun local one is the Fitchburg Festival of Speed. That is going to be on, let's see here. That is going to be on July 8th, and that is a full day of fun. It starts out with a 25-mile bike ride, and then we also have a 5K. There's also Criterium. If you don't know what a Criterium is or a crit, it's basically NASCAR on bikes. You know, they're going in circles. It's all about speed. For that one, another event that we have is the Quick Trip $1,000 mile at the Fitchburg Festival of Speed. That is a 1 mile run, and the fastest male and fastest female will go home $1,000 richer.
Ooh.
So make sure you're signing up for that one if you want to win some big money. And to finish out the day at the Fitchburg Festival of Speed, we have live music by a variety of different local bands. I believe it's going to be headlined by Super Tuesday, which is a big one. And then there is a fireworks show to finish off the celebration. So come out July 8th for the Fitchburg Festival of Speed. That's going to be a big, fun one that we're really, really excited at. And we hope to have all of Fitchburg and Madison and the local areas really buy into it, because it's truly a full day of fun with food vendors, events for everyone. And then in August, we have the Madison Mini Marathon, which is a huge event that hits all the great Madison areas, the Arboretum. You run past the zoo, through Picnic Point around there. Ultimately, August 12th is going to be a great day for a half marathon and 5K at the Madison Mini. So we've got a lot of events coming up. Those are just a few of our local ones. But yeah, we're excited to hit the summer heavy and you know, really provide great events for all of our participants.
Yeah, sounds like some wonderful opportunities. From Cottondale all the way through, as you talked about, the events through the summer. So any deadlines that people need to know about here, Mason, for these ones coming up here on the 8th or May 6th for registrations, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you can register up until the day before. Some of our races do offer morning of registration, but I would suggest hopping on it early, getting signed up early. Some of our events do sell out, so we do want you to sign up earlier rather than later. Especially you're getting your shirt size, make sure you're getting your medal, all of the stuff that's involved. We want to make sure we have accounted for. So the earlier you sign up, the more likely it is that we'll be able to, you know, get you your medal, get you your specific shirt size, and make sure all of that is squared away, so you show up on race day ready to go. There's no issue finding a shirt. There's no issue getting you your finisher medal. If you sign up, the earlier you sign up, the more likely that we're going to be able to kind of pull through and make sure you get that specific shirt size and everything that you need.
We are talking with Mason of Race Day Events. The website is racedayevents.com. And again, some wonderful things right here in the Dane County area, events starting here soon and then going throughout the summer, that you can participate in. But Mason, you guys, just a broader look here, you do these events around the state as well. So tell us a little bit about why that was important and some of the features that you guys do throughout Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, we strive to get, you know, happy, healthy and active lifestyles throughout Wisconsin. I mean, it's not just the Madison area and Dane County area. We also want to get the people in Milwaukee, the people in Appleton, Oshkosh, Green Bay, everyone out there running, living that healthy lifestyle. You know, I think it's really important for people to, you know, get outside and enjoy the nice weather and to, you know, always have something to train for. I feel like it's always a little bit easier to get outside, get running, you know, start living that healthy lifestyle if you have something to train for, if you have a reason to get outside. And, you know, I think we strive to do that across Wisconsin, but also we do events nationwide, which is a really cool thing. So we have our own events A lot of those are in Wisconsin and Michigan, but we also do supported events. So we bring equipment, we help race production, we do the timing of different races. So we've gone everywhere from Georgia to Maryland to Brooklyn, New York to, oh, I don't know, California. You know, we've really expanded across the board, not just in Dane County and the Wisconsin area, but also nationwide, which is a really, really cool thing that we've been able to do.
And based right here in Fitchburg, and you guys are making that impact around the country. That's fantastic. We are talking with Mason of Race Day Events, the website racedayevents.com. Before we let you go, Mason, tell people just one more time, remind them about some of those events coming up here in the short term, and then how to stay with you and keep up with notifications and what you guys are all about. Because I'm sure you guys are active on socials, putting things out so people can find you, connect with you, and figure out how to stay connected throughout the season.
Yeah. So again, we have our Cottontail Classic. That's going to be the first event we kind of have coming up here on April 8th. Then we're going to have the Lake Monona 20K and 5K on May 6th. That's following the Lake Loop around Lake Monona. Great race. Then we have our Fitchburg Festival of Speed on July 8th. It's a full day of fun. You don't want to miss it. And then we are finishing out some of our Madison events with the Madison Mini Half Marathon on August 12th. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Race Day Events for our social media pages, as well as all of our events individually have their own pages. So if you wanted to go look up the Lake Monona 20K and 5K, we have a social media page for that. Same thing with Fitchburg Festival of Speed and Madison Mini. So if you're curious and you want to learn more about these events, go give us a follow on some of our social media pages and stay up to date with all of our races.
That is Mason of Race Day Events. Mason, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do. Keeping people's weekends awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Let's Get Local here on Mad Radio 92.7. And welcome back here on Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We're going to turn our attention over to a big event coming up here shortly in our community, around our community, around the world, actually. You can participate. And it's the Big Share with Community Shares of Wisconsin. And we are going to bring in our guests now as we are joined by three wonderful representatives here taking place in this or taking part in it. And it's Sherry Dubiel of Community Shares of Wisconsin, the executive director. We have Susan Gettert of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin and Megan of Reap Food Group joining us here all on today's program. Thank you for taking the time to tell us all about your organizations and the Big Share, everybody. Sherry, how are you? We'll start with you.
Great. Thank you so much. I'm always happy to be here on the Devil's Advocate Radio with you, Jason. So the Big Share is coming up Tuesday, March 1st. We're kicking off on Monday, February 28th at 6 p.m. with Drag Queen Bingo again. And most activities are taking place online this year again, mostly virtual events. And the Big Share, for those who don't know, is a big online giving day to raise funds for 70 different nonprofits focused on social and environmental justice. And so a great list of organizations, including a couple of folks we have here with us today.
Let's go around the horn here a little bit. Use a baseball term. Sorry about that. We'll go to Susan from 1000 Friends and allow her to tell you a little bit about herself and her organization.
Thanks, Jason. It's really great to be here with you and Jerry and Megan this morning. I'm here on behalf of 1000 Friends of Wisconsin. So if your listeners haven't heard of us, we are an organization that's been around since 1996. We're a nonprofit that does land use and transportation planning. And we are currently in our 25th year, so we're celebrating our 25th year anniversary. But really, we are really focused on smart community planning so that people have good places to live and that the environment is preserved. And we're just really committed to promoting equity in that way.
And on top of that, the most efficient web address of anyone, it's 1kfriends.org. Very simple and concise. Well done on that front. Megan is on the phone with us today. Megan, how are you?
I am doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about REAP Food Group.
Awesome. I would love to. So I'm Megan Salzwedel. I'm a development director at REAP Food Group, and we are an organization based in Madison. And our mission is to improve community economies and lives through the power of good food. And our overarching goal of the organization is to build a vibrant and just food system that in our community that's vibrant and just for all people. And we have a couple of different programs. We do farm to school work, where we partner with the Madison Metropolitan School District. We do a farm to business program, where we publish an annual catalog called the Farm Fresh Atlas of Southern Wisconsin. And then we also have farm to community programs.
I love the collaboration, and I love the missions here of both these organizations, because what they are talking about is community, which brings us back to Community Shares and Sherry Dubiel. So Sherry, we jumped into a little bit about the big share coming up. Tell people briefly Community Shares, what the mission, the organization, what it's all about. And then let's tell people about the event coming up here and how it's going to impact so many local organizations.
Sure. So Community Shares of Wisconsin, we actually celebrated our 50th anniversary last year. And we've been around Madison raising funds for social justice since 1971. And we were originally founded by a group of students that raised money to bail folks out of jail who were protesting the Vietnam War. And so we have a long activist history. And those students then decided to convert the extra funds they had left over to support nonprofits in town who had similar values and missions. And so since then, Community Shares has been raising money for a number of different groups throughout the years. We currently have about 70 member nonprofits, including groups from including Thousand Friends of Wisconsin, REAP Food Group. We have groups like the ACLU and Domestic Abuse Wisconsin, the REAP Crisis Center, and Urban Triage is one of our newer groups, Freedom Inc. So a lot of groups that are working on issues that are the most important to a lot of folks here in Madison. And so the Big Share is just one way that we raise money every year. And it's an online giving day that takes place on Tuesday, March 1st. And it is a great opportunity for folks to demonstrate their support of these issues, social and environmental justice issues. It's an online giving day specifically focused on this issue. There are other online giving days, but this is unique in that it's focused on these issues. And you can go to thebigshare.org. You can start giving now, but the main activities take place on Tuesday, March 1st, including...
I was just going to say, and as you mentioned, kicking it off with drag bingo the day before.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. The night before, we're kicking it off with drag queen bingo again, which was a lot of fun last year. And all the activities we have are no charge. So you can sign up for drag queen bingo and we'll send you a bingo card and there's prizes. But the other thing that takes place for folks outside of donating and sharing information on social media is we have a day-long live stream that you can access at thebigshare.org. And the live stream last year was our first year. This year, we're ramping things up a bit and adding more entertainment and more educational conversations with our member groups. And we just confirmed on Friday that we're closing out the night with a live performance from the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band. And that's going to be streaming live from 8 until 9. That's taking place at the Dark Horse Art Bar. But it is all live streamed. I know folks, probably a lot of folks still don't want to necessarily go to a bar. But if you do, it is going to be open as well. And you can stop by and say hello. But we're very excited to end the night with such great music and dancing and just a great vibe for the day.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. What a great way to finish off kind of some of the activities of the day. And of course, the giving can continue beyond that, as you said before, and we talked about before in other formats too, Sherry, about how people can give, till technically that end of that week, right? The same week.
That's
this is
correct.
Tuesday, March 1st. But
Yeah. We like to make sure we leave the portal open in case not everybody's following social media the way that I do. You might check a couple times a week and you might not get your big share notices until a little later. So we want to make sure that if somebody's seeing a notice for the first time a couple days later, they still get to participate. We call it the next day and we give a final number the next day, but we still definitely keep raising money. And another thing that's really cool and fun about the day is we have a lot of cash prizes that are sponsored by our friends in the corporate community. And those are a great incentive for our members to create some urgency and encourage donors to give during particular hours. And then they in kind are awarded with $1,000 for the group that raises the most money and $1,000 for the group that has the most donors during those sponsored hours. And so you can see the list of power hour, the schedule of power hours on thebigshare.org if you want to try to help out your favorite nonprofits. And it's fun because people, a lot of people just are giving all day long. I know I'm guilty of that, but I'll give $5 here, $5 there. And that's one of the great things about the Big Share too, is part of the spirit of community shares is our grassroots fundraising nature. And so the entry point to the Big Share is $5. And so you can make a $5 donation at bigshare.org at any time to any of our member groups, or a donation to Community Shares of Wisconsin supports all of the groups. So it's a great opportunity for folks to support social and environmental justice causes. Other ways that we raise money in the community are the CHIP program at the Willie Street Co-op. When they ask you to CHIP, that supports Community Shares and all of our member groups. And then also through workplace giving programs, we have a number of great generous businesses that, including our public employee campaigns, that are especially generous and kind and include us in their workplace giving campaigns. So there's a lot of ways to support Community Shares member groups. And the Big Share is just one, but it's probably one of the easiest. And so we definitely encourage folks to log on to thebigshare.org and follow us on social media.
The power of participation is key for this event, no doubt. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Susan and Megan about what this event means to their organizations and maybe some special plans they have. They might reveal some to us. We'll find out more in just a minute here on Let's Get Local. Be back in just a minute. Mad Radio 92.7 FM at the Solidarity Realty Studio. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative. Thanks to Darcy and the team for sponsoring our station and being the studio sponsor. We get an opportunity now to catch up with some old friends. It's Matt and Gwen Griffey. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Good to talk with you. You guys have a lot going on. Some timely activities, some things for the summer. Let's start what's coming up first. It's the Easter egg hunt. So we've got the Easter egg hunt coming up here in Stoughton. You guys are doing this for the first time. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is our first year doing a community event like this. So it'll be Saturday, April 8th. We're doing three different age groups. So we're splitting up the kids, doing five and under together so they don't have to race against the preteens. And then we'll have like 6 to 9 at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. will be 10 and up. And so we're going to make them work a little bit harder for their Easter eggs. We're doing raffles every 15 or 20 minutes. We've got tons of fun stuff already. We have a bunch of gift cards from various places like Viking Brew Pub, Stoughton Tumblers, even one for Poo Patrol. So if you need some spring cleanup, we got you covered. And then the firefighters are going to come out and join us along with a company called ESS, who takes care of all of McFarland School District substitutes. And then we will be joined by J&B.
Sorry.
J&B Enterprises, as well as the Easter Bunny. So yeah, we will have someone there to take pictures of you and your family, so you can get that taken care of too.
Okay, is Matt wearing the Easter Bunny suit? Is that why he had to say that?
He is not. He is going to be our MC for the day. So we...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. I'm super pumped about it. I'm so pumped about the opportunity to be able to connect with our community and all of the friends. So I'm pumped.
So Easter egg hunt coming up April 8th. It's going to be next weekend, so that's a lot of fun. What I was really encouraged to see was how many community partners you guys got involved in that, especially for the first time. So what was that process like? And you got a good response, right?
Yeah, we put it out on Facebook, on our personal pages, business pages. We connected with the chamber. I also am involved with Stoughton Leadership this year. So I reached out to the 18 other classmates that I have there, and quite a few of them are willing to either volunteer or contribute things. So it actually was a lot smoother and easier than we thought. We've had people who are like, hey, I want to jump in your Easter egg hunt, and some more connections of people we want to collaborate with in the future too, which is going to be awesome.
And so is this an open event that people can show up? Do they need to pre-register? What are the details there?
We are asking people to pre-register. It's egghuntstoughton.com, just so that we can make sure we have the right amount of Easter eggs, because we are shooting for every kid to be able to come back with at least a basket full. So it'll be awesome.
And Matt, are you hiding the eggs?
Yes, we have a team and myself doing it. So, you know, you're going to have those sneaky ninja skills in order to find everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So there'll be some tricky spots here to find eggs, challenge them a little bit, give them some easy ones. I get it. That's the way it should go for Easter egg hunts. That's really exciting. You two, the Griffies, are really working on a number of things here in Stoughton. You've become so involved in other areas. Tell us a little bit more about Stoughton's Best and some things on tap there.
So Stoughton's Best is our after school and summer camp program that we do for ages 5 to 12, so kindergarten through going into sixth grade. We pick up from all three schools, and we do martial arts, tumbling, dance, indoor and outdoor sports, plus a bunch of educational activities. So if you've checked out our Facebook page at all, you've seen all the fun stuff we're doing for spring break camp. It has been packed with science experiments and field trips and you know, even simple things like building forts is literally every kid's favorite thing to do here. So it's been awesome, and it's been great, and we're really growing those programs.
Did you feel that, and as you kind of examined what was happening in Stoughton and the need, was it a big need in that you guys needed to try to create that and fill that void?
Yeah, I think for finding active programs that really keep kids engaged and being able to bring so many different buildings together, like being able to collaborate with one of the coaches from Stoughton Tumblers, Coach Gypsy, you know, she wears many hats around Stoughton, but to be able to bring her in to teach that, to collaborate with different dance programs and find people to work together with that. It's all about, like, if we can elevate ourselves and other people at the same time, then everybody wins.
And there are some things coming up here. We got programs active right now. Is there space to enroll now if people want to get involved?
Yes, most definitely. We still have about 20 to 30 or 20 spots left, and it's filled up really, really quickly already. Within the first 3 months of opening up enrollment, it has already filled up to 30 spots, and we still have 20 spots left, and it's going to go faster in this next season. So if you are looking to get signed up, you should sign up right away, because spaces are limited and it's going to go fast. So,
and what are the easiest ways for people to sign up?
They can call, text, email. We have two websites. We have stoughtonafterschool.com and stoughtonsummercamp.com. So whichever one you're interested in, you can go there and someone will reach out to you within 24 hours usually of reaching out. So
yes.
And as you look at keeping kids active, I know it's a really important thing for both of you, is a healthy lifestyle that starts with being active, that starts with kind of living the right way and mindset. And as I've talked to both of you before, you guys talk a lot about that. Matt, tell us a little bit about, you know, how you build kids up that way and how it really kind of starts with that foundation of the proper mindset and movement and then what that leads to.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the main things that we focus on is building confidence through competence. So as long as they're starting to learn and understand the techniques and just having fun and being able to engage, they're automatically going to build that confidence slowly. And if we can continue to build and build and build, then eventually they're going to become hopefully black belts. That's our initial goal here. And they're already starting. We're talking about that black belt mindset on a continuous basis, because that's the future us. And if we continue to focus from the future to act in the now, then we can lead ourselves to become that black belt, which is a really, really fun thing. We're focused on respect, discipline, you know, those things that are so important to each and every single individual, and also to our parents as well, because our members don't come here just to learn kicking and punching. They're here for those character skills, you know, those things that are going to help them build relationships later on in life and how to get jobs and how to get careers and be excited about being able to do those things. So that's what we focus on. It's really fun. And we get to do that while teaching martial arts. It's a win-win for everybody. So Excellent.
So we have these activities happening for after school. We've got summer activities. Matt, you just alluded to leading into the karate school, Kicks Unlimited here. And that's been something that you've been at for a while and really helped kind of transform a lot of people's lives in this community through this school. So that has to feel pretty good, right?
It does. It really truly does. You know, being able to look back and seeing that our school has helped over 300 people earn their black belts, I'm pretty pumped about that. It's pretty amazing. And just in the 7 years that we've been here. So, and now for the future as well, you know, the future is even brighter than it is now because we have so many more different avenues that we can help on, especially when it comes to our summer camp and our after school program, being able to allude into that and focus more on not just the martial arts, but also into dance and then start to change it a little bit. So I'm pretty pumped. It's going to be a great opportunity for so many more people in our community.
So we're talking with Matt and Gwen Griffey here on the show. Gwen, you know, there are a lot of activities here that you guys have created. So much of that has done a lot for kids, but it's also done a lot for parents and families. Why was that important to you guys to, you know, recognize that, hey, parents in the community can really benefit from having their kids involved in these things too?
We actually had talked about doing an after-school program right after we opened Kicks here, and Matt was super against it, and I was all for it because I'm like, you're telling me that there are people that will pick my kid up and make sure they get to karate. Like, where do we sign up for that? I want to do this. So that's been something that we've been wanting to do and wanting to do. And then COVID came and it kind of was like, all right, now's the time to jump into at least learning camps, help out the community, all those parents who need a place to go. And then to be able to take that and grow it into what we had imagined from years ago and to do it in a positive and amazing way is just awesome. So to be able to say like, well, your kids can come here and they can do all those things. And if you really like it, then you can enroll in Stoughton Tumblr's evening program. You can enroll in our evening program, but they get a taste of a little bit of everything just by coming here in a program that you already need as parents.
And I know the community of Stoughton, you've really kind of entrenched yourselves here. You've really dove in to try to become a part of the community. And with that, you found these partnerships, which have been great. But I know you two have really kind of stepped up. You've been involved in a lot of ways, leadership, you're representing, doing a number of things with the chamber and others. And so you guys, can we call you Stoughtonites? I mean, what do we call you at this point?
I would hope so. You know, with all the time and the effort that we put into this community, not only in the business side, but also into our schools. Was it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we did the St. Patty's Day parade, Parents Night Out, and we raised, can you remind me of that, Coach Gwen?
Yeah, $587 for the Fox Prairie Working for Kids.
Yeah, buddy, that's super cool that we were able to help and support our local community schools as much as possible. It's so much fun. So, yeah, so like I was saying, our focus is to really build up as much as possible and help donate our time as much as possible so that way we can continue spreading how awesome our programs are.
And you have been active in the schools too. I've seen you guys at the schools doing activities for kids, going there, becoming a part of it. But also, I mean, it's a good idea to introduce them to your school, but you're providing those kids with kind of a change of pace, a little help at the school. I'm sure the teachers and everybody else appreciate it too. But those experiences have been really important too, right?
Oh, very much so. You know, when we go to this, when we do STAR for a day or gym teachers for a day, where I get to come in and I get to teach all day long, you know, I just did that at Kiganza Elementary, which was really fun, be able to go there and teach literally all day. Miss Mendoza was like, yes, awesome. She got to catch up on a little bit of work, put her feet up a little bit. And, I just love that. We've done that with so many of the different local schools here. Kiganza, Fox Prairie, Sand Hill, Get Up and Go Nights. It's so much fun. And we can't wait to see you guys at the Community Expo coming up on Thursday, April 13th at Matt Center, which is going to be a really fun time. We'll be there hosting out some really fun karate classes as well. So hopefully if you want to come out and check it out, that'd be really fun.
Great things happening down here in Stoughton with Matt and Gwen Griffey. One other thing before we go, we know Cinemai is coming up, right? Are you going to be in the parade again?
Always. We love that parade. It's one of our favorite parades. Literally, we're going to be downtown all the time doing all the fun stuff with everybody. You know, when it comes down to the canoe race, when it comes down to the, just walking around and just browsing the different shops. It's one of our favorite times to actually walk downtown and say hi to everybody. So I can't wait for Set in Demai. It's going to be fun.
All right, Gwen, give people, before we go, what are the best ways if they're interested in getting coming to the Easter egg hunt, if they're interested in doing anything else with you guys, give them some of the places they can go for information.
Egghuntstoughton.com, stoughtonafterschool.com, stoughtonkarate.com, stoughtonsummercamp.com, or you can call or text our business line, 608-205-3232, and someone will get back to you pretty quick. So.
That is Matt and Gwen Griffey here in Stoughton doing a lot of good. Thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to our sponsors for the show, Ula Eyewear. Visit Brittany, Margo, Ali of the team at ulaeyewear.com to get your pair of glasses. Supec, Evolution Financial. You can find more about Sue at evolutionfinplan.com. I talk about them every week, but Easy Office Products, Gary and Rose Moles, are simply the best. They make buying office products for your home or business location easy. They deliver, and they're fantastic. Madison Top Company, our friends there, we've heard from them recently as well, madisontop.com. Any of your promotional items, you can get them with Madison Top. Vehicle wraps, too. Don't forget about that if you're interested in that. But even small, tiny things, pens, whatever you want. And, of course, the Progress Center. We'll be talking to Sabrina Madison here coming up in a couple weeks. But the Progress Center doing some great work. We're so glad to have them as a partner as well. Theprogresscenter.org. And our friends at Forward Tie Boxing. Abby, Brendan. Helping people get fit and teaching self-defense classes with Krav Maga. And a boxing ring in their gym. Check them out at ForwardTieBoxing.com. We'll be back for more Let's Get Local. We'll talk with Tisha of Tisha's Delicious Bakery right after this.
Oh, once I can see, it's this mind. You can take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh, for once in my life, yeah, somebody that needs me.
We shall run across the sky.
We're back for the last part of the show. So glad now to talk about bakery and baked items with Tisha Brown of Tisha's Delicious Bakery. Tisha, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thank you so much for having me back. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, Tisha, we got to see you at the Coffee Fest in February. What was that event like for you?
Oh, that was really fun. It was my second time being there. And just like with the first time, it was great to meet the people that were there. It was really, particularly this time, I enjoyed getting a chance to connect with some of the other vendors and just see what's out there, what all the really cool, delicious, interesting things that people are doing in Dane County and Dane by local members.
So Tisha, tell people a bit about your business here, Tisha's Delicious Bakery. We kind of just jumped ahead. But give them the info on Tisha's Delicious Bakery. You are the owner, founder, creator of this business.
I am the everything. I started Tisha's Delicious Bakery in January of 2021. It was a pandemic project. I was frustrated as a person who has a gluten intolerance and also has issues with dairy. Frustrated with the lack of options available out there in the community for people like me who have those kinds of food challenges. And especially frustrated with the quality of the bread that I could purchase. And so during the pandemic, I started thinking about maybe I could bake a better loaf of bread than what I could find in the grocery store. And I was thinking about a career change at the time as well. So those two things, like kind of starting to bake my own bread, but then also thinking about shifting my career, kind of coincided during the pandemic. And I was baking, I was trying out recipes and taking them to friends and neighbors. And when I got one that my chief taste tester said he would purchase, I was like, ooh, okay, maybe we've got something there.
Who is this chief taste tester that you speak of? Can you reveal, or is this top secret?
My neighbor, Brad. Yeah.
Okay.
My neighbor, Brad, was my very best, gave me very, very detailed and focused feedback on every loaf of bread. So when he said I would buy this one, I was like, oh, I think I have a business here. So just been baking out of my home since, out of my home kitchen, still am baking out of my home kitchen. At the end of last year, I resigned from my so-called day job. So now I'm focusing in on just growing the bakery this year and hoping to make the leap into a commercial kitchen at some point in the near future.
Well, that's exciting news. And as you expand your business, I do know one thing. I know you're in a great community to be doing that. Mount Horeb's so connected, so much happening there, and really a great place to have a business.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mount Horeb is a really, it's been kind of a surprising community. I've only lived here since 2019. And I think I just landed here at a time when a lot of really cool stuff is starting to pop up. I mean, Mount Horeb has been a cool town before I arrived too.
You make it cooler though, Tisha. You do. Come on.
I don't know about that. I hope I can contribute in some small part. But yeah, there's a lot of really great stuff happening here. Food, you know, food wise with Brick Cider and with an up and coming butcher shop getting ready to open this summer and some really great restaurants. And one of the things I'm really excited about, we have a brand new coffee shop in town, Badger Brothers. They started in Platteville. They've been in Platteville for 20 years. They're under new ownership and they wanted to expand. So they've opened a location here in Mount Horeb, and I'll be doing my third Saturday morning donut pop-up sale with them coming up on April 8th. So on Saturday, April 8th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'll be at Badger Brothers Coffee in Mount Horeb selling my really tasty gluten and dairy-free donuts, which are really becoming a thing locally, just becoming more well-known locally and people seeking them out. So I'm excited about that partnership too.
You know, Mount Horeb has these incredible businesses that have been continuing to grow and additions to the community. There was this core stable already of wonderful places, but now you have all of these places that are really creating this identity of Mount Horeb and making it more of a destination where people really want to go and visit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really becoming one of those really fun places to visit on a Saturday or a Sunday. Bring your family, you know, come out with your friends. We've got great retail spots and food stuff. And you, like, unfortunately, I mean, you can come get my donuts at Badger Brothers every other Saturday. Otherwise, you have to place an order if you want to enjoy my baked goods at this time. But that's part of the reason why I want to switch into a commercial kitchen, just to make the products more widely available.
We're talking with Tisha of Tisha's Delicious Bakery. The website is tishasdeliciousbakery.com. Tisha, I'm looking at your website right now, and I see this bread share combined with a food share. Tell us about how this came about and how people can participate.
That's a super fun partnership with a local CSA farm here in Mount Horeb. They offer a veggie share through the summer. It's called Squashington Farm. And so they have a veggie share. They do a market style, which means you get to come to the farm and pick out the vegetables that you would like. And then they also do a drop off, a couple of drop offs in the Madison area. So they approached me. They have a vision of, like, wouldn't it be cool if our CSA customers could come and also get other grocery products that from local producers. So they have an apple vendor who does a fruit share every year. And then last year, for the first time, I offered a bread share. So when you purchase a veggie share through Squashington Farm, you can add on to that a full share or a half share of loaves of bread. So you get either 20 or 10 loaves of bread with your weekly vegetable pickup. And then in the fall, the apples come into season. And then they also have eggs, and they have a local beef producer that they offer beef from as well.
Great to hear about those collaborations and efforts with other local vendors and providers. That's fantastic, Tisha. Now, we've got to tell people how they can get your products other than going to Mount Horeb every other Saturday for your donuts. How else can they order some of your amazing products?
So I, right now, because I'm still growing, do most of my baking on Thursdays. So people place an order through my brand new online store. I just launched it this week. So you can see my products in my brand new online store. Place an order preferably by Tuesday evening, 5 p.m. Although I generally let it fudge through Tuesday evening if people get it in before I go to bed. And then I bake on Wednesday. I do all my prep and stuff on Wednesdays, and then I bake on Thursdays. And then you can pick up every week at my home in Mount Horeb. Or just starting recently, I have an East Side location that I deliver orders to once a month. That's at a private home. So if you live on the East Side of Madison, I could hook you up with that pickup option once a month. And that's on the third Thursday. And then just starting in April, I have made a connection with Hodgepodge in Verona. And it's a relatively new coffee shop and it's like sort of a cocktail bar coffee shop in Verona. And so I'll be dropping off there on the first Thursdays of the month. So if you're in the West Side or Middleton, Fitchburg, Verona, you know, that West Side Madison area, you could get your baked goods at Hodgepodge on the first Thursday of the month.
That is Tisha Brown of Tisha's Delicious Bakery. The website is tishasdeliciousbakery.com. Tisha, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Jason. It was a pleasure talking with you.
That's it for this week's Let's Get Local. Go local, buy local, be local. We'll catch you next week.